I should have followed my soul cast down God's mercy. Everybody, now let's sing it. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. Oh, I should. God's mercy rewrote. One more time. It was God's mercy. It was mercy that rewrote my life. God's mercy fallen, my soul cast down, God's mercy rewrote my life. Almighty God, we know indeed it's your mercy. We are what we are today by your mercy and your grace, Father. If not for your mercy, Father, I don't qualify to stand here this afternoon. It's your mercy, O God, that made me what I am today. Whatever we are today, Father, we know it's your mercy and your grace, O God. We can never, never thank you enough, O God. All that we are praying, Father, is all the days of our life, may your mercy never depart from our life. May your grace never depart from our lives, O God. The purpose, O God, why which you have sent us to this heart, O God, may we fulfill that purpose, O God. Help us in all that we do, Lord, that we will strive to please you, O God. Trouble every day, Father, Lord Jesus, but we are dependent upon you for strength, O God. Temptations and snare often take us on our way, Father. Many times, O God, things that we want to do, we find ourselves, we are not just able to do them. And Father, not that we just want to be that way, O God, but Father, we just find ourselves in some condition, O God. We are crying out this afternoon, Lord, that you have mercy, O God. Deliver us from this enemy, O God. Lord Jesus, we are your own, O God. Give us your grace, Father. Give us the grace to serve you better. Give us the grace to love you better. May the cares of this life, Father, the deceitfulness of riches, O God, may they not draw us away from you, O God. May the love of money not draw us away from you. May the love of popularity not draw us away from you. May the love of fame not draw us away from you, O God. Help us to serve you with all that is in us. Lord, whether it will cost us our money, may we serve you, O God. Whether it will cost us our popularity, may we serve you with all that is in us. Help us, dear Father. We are nothing, O God. You can't do without us, O God. Help us to get to that point in the name of Jesus Christ. Reveal yourself more and more to us, O God. Forgive our shortcoming. Forgive our foolishness. Forgive every error, O God. And help us to be better people, O God. That's why we come to church, Father. We want to be better, O God. May you better us, O God. Deliver us from all our trouble. Don't put us to shame, O God. May the enemy never ask us where is our God. Rather, O God, may they see your glory in our lives, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. We worship you. We adore you. Thank you for the blessings, O God, in the Sunday school and this, the morning service, O God. Lord, just a little time, Lord, to read from your word. Lord, we just pray that you will bless this word in our heart, O God. Put Satan to shame, O God. May your name be glorified, Father. Thank you, eternal God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The book of 1 Samuel chapter 4. God bless you. Thank you for saying by the service. I've been very nervous. I don't know what I'm going to share. 1 Samuel chapter 4. Let's read. There ran a man of Benjamin house of the army, came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent and with earth upon his head. And when he came, lo, Elah sat upon a seat by the wayside watching, for his heart trembled for the heart of God. When the man came in into the city and told it, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the cry, he said, 1 minute the noise of this tumult. And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army. And he said, what is there that is done, my son? And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistine. And there had been a great, and there had been also a great slaughter among the people. And thy two sons also, Ophni and Phinehas, are dead. And the ark of God is taken. And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he, that is Eli, fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck broke, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. Now, verse 19. His daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child. She was pregnant, near to be delivered. And when she had the tidings that the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said unto her, fear not, for thou hast born a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, the glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, the glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in our hearts. You can please have your seats. And if you don't mind, I beg of you this afternoon, please give me your undivided attention. I don't know why I battle with this topic. I say, God, I don't know why. You know, before we preach this sermon, we must preach it to ourselves first. I preach it to myself. And I was asking God, have mercy upon me. There be any place in my life that I see that your glory has departed from my life. Help me, O God. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better servant of God. I want to be able to serve your people right. I want to be able to preach the word without looking at the face of the people. Just as we had in the morning, without looking at their money, because we are not after money. But Malachi 4, you can't make money as a preacher. So if you are thinking that by being a preacher you make money, sorry. You got to work with your hands. Amen. You say, so how are you living, bro? You say, I'm living by the grace of God and by the work that I do. Yeah, I'm not saying that the church does not have the capacity, but I'm just trying to say in my little way, and I hope you understand me, I don't be misunderstood. The church cannot take care of me some certain way. Yeah. So if you are thinking you want to be a big somebody by being a minister, it's just a surrogate. Amen. Yeah. This message is a surrogate. You want to preach the word and still be on it, it's not a place to make money. You must preach it sharp and preach it the way it's burning in your heart, the way God is. May God help us. So this afternoon we want to fellowship around that name, Ichabod. What's the meaning of that name? Sorry. The glory of God is what? Departed. Now, married people, young people, every one of us, like I said, please, just give me your undivided attention and bring, God help me, go slowly. If we don't finish today, anytime I come back, we'll continue. For the married people, when you give back to your children, God bless you, like a brother that just had a baby in their home, before the child comes, they have a name. I was fellowshipping with a minister, and I think that he just started growing from our discussion. And he was saying certain things, and I was like, okay, that's fine. Mighty sweet, good. And he was saying that, do you know that before they gave birth to a child, people know the name of their child? I said, not in every case. Do you believe that? Am I correct? Not everybody. There are some people, it's when they give birth to the child that they start thinking of the name to call the child. So, you know, we were talking and a lot of other things we were saying, and you know, may God just help us. But Ram said, many things are flying and more we still fly. But he admonished us. He said, don't you take side with those things. Take side with the word of God. Now, it begins to draw me to something that, how do you know the word of God if the word of God is not inside you? Because we are living in a great day of deception, that it takes God to help a righteous man, it takes God to help a Christian to be able to place the difference. And that's why I think it's in the message, is it what is the Holy Ghost now? If I can remember, or maybe let your light so shine. Abraham said there's a difference between, I think what is the Holy Ghost. Abraham said there's a difference between a Holy Ghost-filled Christian and a nominal Christian, just ordinary Christian man. Yeah, God bless you. It's a vast difference between a Holy Ghost free Christian and just a normal Christian. I know sometimes when we have our babies, we just give them name. Is that not so? But I want us this afternoon, including you, including me, what is the meaning of your name? Go and check. What is the meaning of your name? I know you said, Brother Joseph, what are you bringing? I'm not bringing any new doctrines, but I'm bringing something perhaps that will help you, because there is something behind the name that you carry. And if possible, ask your parents, why did you name me Joseph? When you were, you know, when you people, you know, you conceived, why was it that this? Why you didn't see any other name? Why? Maybe it will help you along the way. If perhaps you have been distracted along your life journey, you can come back and reframe your step. May God help us. Now, in the whole times, just like I was saying, I was sharing with that minister, many a times, it is after the child come that they bear their name. We know of Benoni, right? Benoni, everybody, was the younger brother of Joseph, right? You remember also, it was in the pain that the mother was going through. She was traveling, and the nurse said, just be fine, you know, you'll be okay, mother. And she said, oh, this child of sorrow, I give him Benoni. Go and check the meaning. It's a child of sorrow. And the father said, no, we will not call him Benoni, we'll call him Benjamin. Change it. We're all familiar with Joseph, Jacob, right? Yeah. And you know the meaning, you know, all that they bear under the anointing of that name. He was living a 419 life. Yeah. Not that they wanted to be like that, but he could not just help it. And that was why when the time came for his name to be changed, you see that there was a vast difference between Jacob and Israel. Same thing with Abraham and Abraham. Go and check. When his name was changed, there was a vast difference. May God help us. So, there is a reason behind name that we bear. Name have meaning, and as the prophet said, it characterizes the life of a man and a woman. I don't want to go mentioning some names now. They might sound very fine, very good, but check the meaning of that name. Sometimes the meaning of some of the names that we bear. Sorry to say, the meaning of some of the names that we give our children, they are unscriptural. Just like the associate pastor was preaching last Sunday. Yeah, at the naming ceremony. Some people, especially we in the West here, say Baba Tunde. I hope I'm not telling somebody to go and change his name now. You know? Which Baba has come back again? You know, so many funny names that, you know, people bear. But the most important is the inspiration. Let's think about the inspiration of the names that we bear. Because names characterizes our life. Amen. Thank God for Israel. He understood that that name, Benoni, there was nothing good in that name. I think when I was checking the meaning of the name, it talked about sorrow, something that has to do with sorrow, you know. And to see this one, the daughter-in-law of Eli, was at the time that, you know, Israel forsook God. Yeah, now I was trying to get the meaning of Benjamin also. Now, say Benjamin means the son of the right hand. It expresses, okay, yeah, he was the youngest, yeah. So the son of the right hand, that's what Benjamin means. And Benoni means a child of sorrow. Now, this one that we read from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 4, the mother named him Ichabod. You will say the woman is wicked, right? Why would she give her child this kind of a name? But let us go further. If you go and read 1 Samuel chapter 2. Who was the father of this boy? Phinehas. Who was his uncle? Ophni. Who was their father? Eli, the priest. Take it back. What kind of persons were his parents? They were people that were robbing the church. And we have such characters in the church today. You might say, ah, but Joseph, did you see anyone? May God help us. You know, people don't fear God. We come to church, people are giving offering. Somebody in his heart is plotting how he's going to steal from the offering plate. Yeah, you're saying, ah, what is happening? May I tell you, you don't know that you are just bringing curse upon yourself. You remember that man that took a Babylonish garment and brought death of how many people in the camp? God bless you. And he made Israel to waste. They went to battle. These are people that when they go to battle, they will utterly destroy. They went to battle before you know how many men fell down. What is going on? There's something wrong somewhere. And Joshua said, okay, every one of you who are prepared, something is wrong somewhere. Until they find out it was Achan. He said, brother, why do you do this? He said, I have an evil spirit anointing, covetousness. You see the thing, you know, come out in your eyes. May God deliver us. Now, the meaning of Ichabod, we say, is the glory of the Lord as what? Departed. What will make God's glory to depart from a man's life? Now, let's maybe go into First Samuel. Let's read chapter 2. Maybe it will help us a little bit. Like I said, I don't want to be in a hurry. First Samuel chapter 2 and from verse 12. Now, the sons of Eli were sons of what? Are we all there? They're sons of what? They're sons of Satan. They knew not the Lord, yet their father was a priest. So it doesn't mean because my father is a pastor that I cannot be a thief. I can be a thief. And if I am a thief, what should I do? I should cry, let God deliver me from stealing. I can be a son of a pastor and I am a very unclean person. I will ravish all the sisters in the church. Yeah, we have them. They don't even care. You think that we are playing the house of God? You come to church with unclean life. You fornicators. You adulterer. You come and you sit down comfortably. May God have mercy upon you. You know, if it is, don't this, the fire of God should adore fall. Yeah.
You say, what are you talking
about? Yeah. But because today, our God is a long-suffering God. He's merciful. Bible says what? Slow to anger. But he has anger. Yeah. He will give you long. Mashallah. You know, sometimes it's so funny that you would look at somebody and say, this thing that you said is a lie. And you say, it's not a lie. Well, you just told a lie. Say, I did not tell a lie. Then sometimes it makes you the person that maybe I'm the one that is telling it. Then I begin to, what's going on here? Now you say, God, just are you trying to judge the person? That kind of a person, I tell you, the glory of God is departed from that person. Yeah. Because you will now make the other fellow begin to doubt. Did I? But you said like this. Did I not hear well? Did I not see well? Until we have gotten to a day, may God have mercy upon us. Church members, even ministers. I want to have a conversation with Rosam now. I lost confidence here. I have to put my phone on record. Nonsense. May God deliver us. If I cannot be confident with him, then let's close this church and go. I tell you, the glory of God is departed. Why do you want to put me on record? And you call yourself a minister? You call yourself a brother? You put your brother. If he says his name, let him go. You know that this one is headed somewhere. All that you can do is just to pray for him. You know that person is on his road to somewhere. Yeah, I don't need to do all those. No. We've passed that by the grace of God. We don't need that. You say, but Joseph, what if he turned the story? Let him turn the story around. The one that we have overcame is more than anyone that we overcome. Yeah, and the one that scale us through, the ones that we have overcame, any story that they will frame up, it will make a way of escape for us. Remember this sermon of last week? Stronghold. We are not fighting flesh and blood. Are you there? Your brother is not your enemy. Your sister is not your enemy. Your enemy is who? Satan. And that guy, he has got to be exposed. He doesn't like us children. Thank God we had them last week. He doesn't like you. He hates you. We already quote. Satan hates you. If possible, he will kill you. Now, this sermon that I'm preaching, we say, no, let him finish. Yeah, I'm not ignorant of that. He doesn't like exposure. But you know, we live in a day that people are so very comfortable in sin. No wonder the prophet, many times his eyes is red. He said, and some of you, who are holding position in the church. May God have mercy upon us. Thief, rogue, 419. You know, I was saying the last week, you say, but Joseph, what's coming upon you? I don't know. That's what I said. The nervousness has gone. Yeah. No, I was saying, the other time, when they did that, the thing is, narrative has changed. Before it is children, when they are in school, they will be calling the parents to fund them. Is that not so? But now, it is parents that are calling children that are in school to fund the house. How do you want the child to do it? You want him to do prostitution, right? You want him to carry AK-47 and stand on the road? Yes! That's why our nation is falling apart. It can never be good. You say, are you considering? No! Proverbs says so, and that is how it will be. It will continue to be worse. You cannot help it. All you can do is you can help yourself. Pray for yourself. Because we live in a world that is full of evil people, wicked people. You cannot change them. You can only help yourself as God will help you. May God help us. Now, this man, Eli, the father was a priest, he was a pastor. He didn't save the kind of persons the children were. Verse 13. Now let's look at him. He said, and the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came. And while the flesh was in the sitting, with a flesh hoof of three teeth in his hand, he struck it in the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, all that the flesh hoof brought off, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. Because of the time and just, okay, let's read that. And also, before they burned the fat, the priest servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for I will not have sodden flesh of thee nor raw. And if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desireth, then he would answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Wherefore, the sin of the young man was what? Very great before the Lord. For men harbored the offering of the Lord.
But these boys, they don't have respect.
Yeah.
Many things I want to say, I'm just portioning myself.
May God have mercy. These boys, they don't fear whether you are a servant of. In fact, they don't fear pillar. What is pillar of fire?
She be
tobati sobai. I don't die. I don't die finish. I die for death. You die as a thief. You go to Satan's head. Satan has just deceived you. And you say it has finished here.
I tell you it has not finished. We had it in the morning. Judgment is waiting.
Yeah, judgment is waiting. It's appointed for man to die once. After then, what?
Judgment. May God help us.
Now verse 22. Now Eli was very old and he had all that his son did unto all Israel. And now that they lay... They did what? Lay with what? The women that assemble at where?
I beg you in the name of God. I beg you in the name of God. If you're a young brother and you are doing boyfriend, girlfriend, you better repent.
Say, what are you talking about?
Yes, I know what I'm talking about.
You better repent. Convention and social gathering. Your parents might not know those things. But we know those things. Like I used to tell you, God help you.
The day that we enter one place and jam one of you where you are not supposed to be.
You say, bro, Joseph, how did you get there? You yourself.
Yeah. I know that's the next question you ask.
Yeah.
I also know the answer to this.
How do you get there? You yourself.
Perhaps something must have carried me there.
Then you say, do you know what carried me there?
I know what can carry you there.
And I know what also carried me there.
So we'll have to sit down and begin to question ourselves. What brought you here?
I also tell you what brought me there.
Yeah.
You see a young brother in the house of a red light woman. What are you looking for there?
Yeah,
let's look one another in the face now. I know I'm in a mixed audience. You have rubber in your pocket. What are you doing with it?
Yeah.
And the worst of it is that you are bringing that thing inside the church.
Yeah.
You think we don't know? Your parents send you to higher institution of learning. To learn what?
Wisdom.
Learn education.
But what are you learning?
You are learning something else.
My father used to say something. If they give you money for house, go and buy akara. Today is Saturday. We will use it and drink ogi.
And the woman or the whatever give you jara on top of the akara.
Or maybe they don't even give you jara. And you carry to eat. As they come out, it will burn you from out.
Then when you come out, after I don't burn you, you go come out, you go tell her, I say, the thing, they did not put it complete. You know you are a liar.
One, it has already burned you in the mouth.
Two, you told a lie.
Why not carry it gently and come and sit down in the house and beg them and say, please, you know I'm the one that went to buy this thing. If everybody take one, let me take two.
Yeah, you eat it fine. It is your own. It's not running away. So wait for your time. May God help us in Jesus' name.
These are some of the reasons why the glory of God is departed from our lives.
Many people, God want them to do great and mighty works. But because of certain things, which a preacher mentioned partly last week, stronghold is the devil. We know.
You know, Apostle Paul said,
one time I was a servant to sin. Me, myself, I was. I'm a mortal man. I wasn't free from it. But today I can say a testimony. That's why I said it was mercy that did what? Revolt my life. I should have also died.
You know, sometimes when I
may God have mercy.
Let's close the Bible. When you go to your home, you can read the rest of Eli and the rest of it. When I look at some of these young boys, I can't remember when, I think we're one of this town, Oyo, and I saw your macaroni. Yes, all of you young people, I saw your Mr. Macaroni. And I said, macaroni. And he said, you are doing well. I just laughed. I said, you are doing well too. And I look at it, I said, this is the fellow that every young person, you know, takes him for a star of an example. And somebody will say, ah, Mr. Joe, you would have snapped a picture with him. I said, to do what? He said, ah, you will increase your followership on Instagram. I don't need it. What is the other one name? Latif. The rest of them. Somehow I just jammed every one of them there. I saw that one too. I said, ah, you look like a celebrity. I think I'll be. And a very gentleman with his wife. Get to them, they go. And there's one other one that has big tummy like this. He said, Yoruba, Oko, Oshupa. And I looked and said, oh God. You know, when we finished our program that day in the hotel, and from my room, I was hearing their blast. The room I was staying was shaking. So I said, okay, let me just see what is going on. Where is that noise coming from? When you say blackness and darkness, I don't know what else to describe it. I just put the window back again. And that is what this world calls what? Life. They take pipe. You call that thing, what do you call it? Marijuana, right? You say it has chisha. They know the word. You see? Chetty Bonsi. Hey, mommy and daddy. They will sit down like this, chisha. That thing, to put one flavor inside that thing can cost 10,000. Am I wrong or correct? Young people, correct. And they blow the thing. The smoke will cover them everywhere and they are living life. Is that not so? Then you can snap it and put it in your Instagram. Nonsense. You are just a big boy for the devil. You should have been a minister, perhaps, like me. Better, far, times 10 better than I am. You know that, right? But Satan just got you on that fasting. And very soon, if you are not careful, you are going to die. Yeah. Sometimes, we want to run ahead of God. These are the things that make God's glory to depart from our life. I'm also not exempted. That's why I say, before this day, I preach it to myself. Oh God. Many times I say, oh, no, God, I want it this way, I want it this way, I want it. And God is just sitting there just looking at you, say, oh, you don't know anything. I say, no, God, I want it. Okay, if you don't do it, I will not serve you again. He said, you are not doing me, you are doing yourself. And maybe that's the thing with some of us young people. You look at your young friends, because we are living a day where there's pressure in the land. Your friends are pressuring you that, okay, go and have a boyfriend, go and have a girlfriend. You know, there are a lot of devilish things that is going on today in the world. They organize show, and what you see in that show, may God have mercy. Rubbish and nonsense. Nothing that has sense in it. And sometimes I begin to, when you ask some of these young people, there are some that are good. Now, I'm not generalizing it. Thank God for we had our sister. God bless you. Thank God for the testimony of her. There are still a few like that. But I think in this other side is in the majority. Because of the pressure, everybody has a boyfriend. Everybody has a girlfriend. Then because I am 13 years. Mommy, do you know what they call crush? Grandma, Chetty Bori, crush. I hope I will not embarrass somebody now. I told some of you in the middle class, I said I will ask you a question in the presence of your parents. My friend, I hope I'll not embarrass you. What is crush? Stand up, tell us. Stand up, crush. We said it in our class sometimes ago. What is crush? You don't want to say it now. Treasure, stand up. This is not a, it's a serious matter. Treasure. Oh, yeah, stand up. What is crush? We're in the church, oh, you don't tell her in the church. You are shy. Okay. That. How do I explain it now? Okay, my wife is here. I'm having an attraction to her, and English people call it crush, right? If I'm correct, that I'm crushing on her. She might not even know. That is the bad thing there. Why not help yourself? Wait for your time. That's what I told her in that class. Wait for what? Your time. Now, we have a message that we are following. It's not a wrong thing, parents. So that you don't go and bore your children when you get home. No, don't bore them. If you bore them, they will run away from you. Yeah. You have to draw them and understand their language. That's the way you can communicate with them. Understand their language. Because Satan is fast on them than he is on us. Yeah, they are the next generation that are coming. If there will be a tomorrow, ask them, can you wear any church? When I mean so, I'm talking both boys and girls. Tell them, tell me the truth. Don't make the atmosphere fearful. You will hear the truth from the church. Yeah. But if not, tell you, we'll just leave those children to the hand of the devil. And we'll begin to hear rubbish and nonsense story. May God help us. May God have mercy upon us. Gradually, the goodness of God, if we are not careful, is the past. You know, there used to be a question sometimes they used to ask. And I think all the ministers used to say, that if there's another generation, like I asked them in the class, how many of you want to be a pastor? Few people, you are laughing. No money for pastoral work. I mean, how many of you want to be a wife of pastor? In that class, they can, you know, programs said, yeah, they described their nature in that class. They would laugh and say, pastor wife? Dicky wife, okay. They would laugh. But when I say renegade wife, nobody wants to laugh. And the prophet said, then we should put them right. Guide those children right. Robert gave us experience that he had. When him and the wife used to go on the field and they would come, you know. And one of the days she was like, I'm very tired, you know, and all these things. And the trouble was too much. I said, you just go, you come, and leave me with these children. Robert, you know, he's a woman being. Humanly speaking, he was trying to understand what the wife was trying to say. But the question is, does God understand it that way? And here was their own daughter looking at them, looking at every reaction that was going on. And she said, Daddy, I want to marry a preacher. Not only will I marry a preacher, I will go with him on what? His missionary trip. How many of our young people will do that? Or will you choose to marry a renegade? And that brings me further, before we close, into things that makes God's glory to depart from our life. I've mentioned some, but now let us enter the message proper. Number one, pride. What do we say? Pride. I think it's our Bible that told us, I think Proverbs or somewhere, that pride went before what? Before. Another place in the Bible, it told us that what? God resists the what? Pride. But it does what? He gives what? Grace. To who? Please, bro, give me the message influence. Preach 1963, November 14th. Let me tell you, proud people, they're in various categories. As you see me like this, I can be very proud. But thank God for God. You know, sometimes you might say, no, I'm not proud. But listen to what people say about you. If you are that kind of person that you are, you have what? That listening skill. That when you listen to what people say, you don't take it for offense. You take it to help yourself. You will go far in life. You know, God can help you. God can bless you and bless you. That you attain some level in life. It's a spirit. It's an anointing. It will just jump on you and you don't know. Before you know, pastor will talk, say, no. Under no circumstances should a believer marry an unbeliever. I said, they are talking their own idea. That's their own. Read your Bible and pray every day. That's it. In this day of modern, what pleasure will I get from the Bible? When I have my phone, I have my data, I have my internet. I used to ask the children in the Sunday school class, how many of you recharge your phone every month? How many times did you use the Bible app on your phone? I don't know how to use technology very well, but the small one that I know how to do, that thing, it used to help me. The Bible, do you know that the Bible can read itself in your phone? But these children are not interested in it. They will rather spend 24 hours, if that they have the opportunity, on something else that will not better their life. Thank God we have some of them now that are in IT, and they are doing very fine. But majority waste the data on rubbish and nonsense. When Brother Bram said, what you see, what you hear, influence you. But he said, you are talking your own brother Joseph. Now, somebody can be very gentle and very quiet and very simple and yet proud. And there are some people that can be very shouty, outspoken. They are the worst. And those ones, they are very proud. When they are coming like this, when they enter like this, they are going to shoot. You must know somebody enter here. We don't need that. God give you small million, people no go hear what they. We don't need that. Baba used to tell us, and this Bible tell us, greatness is what? Measure by what? Humility. I used to pray to God as part of my prayer request. God, the day that I begin to feel like a somebody, just promote me. I don't want again. Don't want. Popularity, what are we looking for? It will take us nowhere. I am this. You know I am. I'm also guilty sometimes. That's why I say, you do this a spirit, especially when you're on the road. And you are going, you know this man, and Mr. Man, do you know who I am? And you see people that were dressed, that you begin to, do you know me? You say, no, you don't know me. I will deal with you. Don't do that. May God help us. The man that bashed my head the other day, I just looked at him and said, do you know what you did? You put me in serious mess. Now this is something I didn't plan for. But I said, and he just went frustrated and said, no, don't do that. This is not the first time I've seen it. Neither is it the second or the third time. I've been in this time, by the grace of God, getting close to 4 years or 5 years. I said, that's how you people do. I know that you have made your money, but you will tell me there's no money. Just go. And the man was looking at us like this. Although another fellow began to say nonsense. But sometimes, the Bible says, I've also felt bitter. And when I went back, I had to check my action. I said, Joseph, you were just robbed. That action, that way you spoke to that man, you just used body and whatever to just finish it, intimidating. But you didn't supposed to do it.
Yeah.
That way, if we are not careful, the glory of God will depart. Paragraph 26 from the Message Influence. Rabban said, now this young fellow, I think I'll just close on this one part. Go help us, we'll take the rest in another service. This young fellow, Uzziah, was the king. But before he became king, he was a king during the reign of who? Uzziah, a very young king. He was a shepherd boy. Like the outdoors, and it was a great influence upon Uzziah's life. Uzziah was a young fellow, also just a young prophet. And you read the story, if you want to, 2 Chronicles 26, it will tell you who Uzziah was. How that at the age of what? 16. Are you there, young people? At the age of what? 16. After the death of his righteous father, they taken him and made him what? King over Israel at age 16. Think of it. Is the woman that is looking for? Like Oni of Ife, he can command the Enea. You know, when you are in position, you can do Enea. Money is in your disposal. You go buy woman, plenty woman that are very cheap. Buy them. He has seen the influence of his parents. His mother was a godly man, and his father was a godly man before him. And in that, it put influence in the child this time to do that which was right. Amen. Now, I tell you, think of it today. We have such a juvenile crime wave over across the nation. I think it started in their home.
Sure, just like we said.
I think the parents began to let go. And if a child had been raised up in a good old-fashioned godly home, I don't say it would be all over, certainly not, but it would certainly give that child the right kind of influence. And this is to us parents. I think many times that homes, that children has been brought up wrong, turn loose on the street and just live for themselves while the mother stays in the bar room and the father so forth. They don't take care of this child. Another thing, they don't give the child, they don't love it, they don't give it affection. To take it up, see, it's young. You've got to teach it to love, you've got to teach it to respect. Amen. But you see, we don't have that in the home. 35, because of the time now. And Uzziah saw this, and he saw that God blessed him. How all the nations were around him, his fame went plumb into Egypt. And how the nations didn't want war with him. And they seen that God was with him. They sent him peace offerings, the same message, paragraph 35. And heads of sheep and things, and give it to him to cause peace. He was a good man. That is Uzziah. And I believe if a nation or a people or a church or individual, no matter how the critics criticize you, just do the right thing. Amen. They have respect for you way down in their hearts when you do the right thing. And I find that to be the truth. And be honest. Are you there? Be what? Honest. Be upright. People will respect that. And even though they are wrong, they will still respect it because it is just the human beings. We are humans. We know that there is right and there is wrong. See Uzziah 38. There, he made that fatal mistake. Just like many other people do. When he got to a position, felt secure, felt that he just had the whole thing in his hand, he got lifted up in his spirit. He got lifted up towards pride. Now, there is a real example for us all. You know, that has been the trouble, and I'm speaking to you, Christians and ministers. I want to be honest about this thing, and that is where many ministers even make a mistake. We've heard so many times about the ministers, the acts that they do, the things that they do. Some of them may be doing things that they should not do. And I think sometimes they are good men. A wonderful Christian that's been used of the Lord, and then finally they get to a place. Got a little kingdom built around themselves. Everybody say, oh, Brother Joseph, Apostle Joseph, Reverend Joseph, don't allow it to enter your head. Yeah. You have to tell yourself, pinch yourself. I'm still a man. Sometimes when we are in the car, I tell my wife, say, pinch me. Let me come back to my senses. Yeah. Because Satan is so wicked.
So wicked, so wicked.
See, when they get to a place, the people applaud them. They go to a place, everybody stand up. Shouldn't we really do that? He said, finance director is coming. Everybody in the office beginning with, don't have my bad, please. He said, oh God, no. I'm not your guy, I am your colleague. I don't need that. I tell you, that is the way God will help you. When you go to a place that you feel that, yes, I've arrived, they should all be my servant. Hey, you come and carry this back. He said, no good to me. We see that.
May God have mercy upon us.
It's pride. It will get nowhere.
It will what be? Bamilo Raunje. Oliver Ratitia, 1,000 naira.
It's talking out of pride.
You come here. Bring that fire.
Muni koma shebai.
You take it.
Don't need all those things. Talk like a normal human being. Or you go to a place, everybody say, oh, clap, 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 clap. Our honorable is here. If it's a place that, yes, I should take the honor. Are you saying we should not? No, we can take the honor. But sometimes people are just very ignorant. They want to give you an honor that should go to God. Tell them, thank you. But I think this clapping should go to God. You see, our finance effect of it, they will push you. You know one thing that is cool. Let me close on this. The same people that are praising you today, when you are going down like this, they are the same people that will open their mouth. Chebe Aso. We said it that the way it used to do. Mama Chebe pay on the pony.
May God have mercy upon us.
You know this life? You will learn by the way people treat you. Pride, igwe before the fall. Many of us, we have fallen into those temptations. But God wants to deliver us. The question is, are we willing to be delivered? Rabban said that was the problem of Uzziah. He felt that he has survived. Nobody can talk to me until, as a king, he enter, he wants to take the place of a servant of God. And they say, king, it's not for you to do it. He said, why are you to talk to me? Do you know who I am? I can sentence you to death. But there are some people that can challenge those kind of men. In the face of death, they will still say the truth. And they advise him, don't do it. But he said, do you know? Maybe you don't know me. Go ask your father at home. You know, there's some way some people used to talk. They will tell you they are not proud. But listen to their tone. Go and ask. You know that something is wrong. That man, pride has entered. May God have mercy upon us. And yet, we say we want to be great. We want to be this. We want to be that. We want the blessing of God. We want the glory of God. But certain things that we are doing is keeping those things far away from us. God does what? Resist the proud.
This time is on.
Human beings too. When they see a proud person, they do what? They resist him. I tell you, you will never find favor as a proud person before God and before men. Let us bow our head. Ichabod, think on these things. Rajab mentioned a few this afternoon. This is the last month in the year 2023. God helping us. This month will come to an end. And we will change calendar. And people will begin to write their targets for another year. It's good and fine. But while you are writing those calendar, while you are writing those target, I mean, you need to put some checklist. You need to put some evaluation to those your targets. You need to put some filter. If you have unbelief, you can never, never receive the glory of God. If there is sin in your life, you can never, never receive the glory of God. You say, but God is blessing me. It's okay. If you're a proud person, just as we have seen, you can never receive favor from God. Neither from man. While we are praying and talking to God in our own way. Who are you, brother? Who am I? That's a question we should ask ourselves. Am I a proud person? Lord, examine me in the light of your word. Am I a proud person? Maybe that is why people have been running away from me. Why is it that people are just getting away from me? Maybe I have a nature that is not right. Take it away from me. Is that your desire this afternoon? Why we bring this service to a close? Why all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed? You want to be remembered? God sees your heart and he sees the desire in your heart. I will invite the association pastor. Bless you, sir.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this evening again, your word that we have heard. Lord, according to the title that your servant gave the sermon, Ichabod, the things that can make your glory to depart. That time in Israel, was when your ark was taken, Lord, because that ark was your presence. It was your glory among the people. Lord is the one that leads them to victory. But when it was taken, they become defeated. Master Jesus, we are told by this same Bible that the entire scripture is written for our admonition. Love as an example unto us, so that we that are living at this end of time, Lord, will not follow after example of unbelief. We commit ourselves to your hand, Lord, based on the things that we have heard, that you'll be gracious unto us. If there be anyone here that has been overtaken by the enemy, Lord, with the spirit of uncleanness and the rest of it that the message has spoken about in the early part of the service, may you deliver such a one. We pray, O living God, that you will grant each and every one of us that determination, the vision, Lord, to come and be prepared and be made ready for your coming. Lord, you are coming for your own. As your prophet said, that the first great city is a prepared place for a prepared people. And this is the time of preparation. As you are working on your people, the delegates that are going to that place, may none of us be left behind. We pray, dear God of heaven, that every spirit, not only pride, but every spirit that is not of you, Lord, that is in any of us, may your word drive it out. May your spirit drive them out. Help us, O living God, to be a full reflection of you and of your word, O God. Lord, to be true ambassadors and representatives of your kingdom wherever we find ourselves. Let it be, Heavenly Father. This that we have had this evening may not pass over our head. Lord, when you bring your word, you have a target. Lord, the places that this word is targeted by the Holy Spirit, may they meet the target, may they accomplish the purpose to the glory and the honor of your name. And your word said that he that thinketh his stand should take it lest it fall. Day by day when we hear your word, even if what is being spoken does not concern us directly, may we take inventory, may we learn from these things. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We ask you bless and replenish your servant that you have used, little the on of his ministry. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your servants who are away from here. Lord, your servant that went to Pakatari, we believe that you have seen through also the services of the day. When he will be returning back, may you bring him safely. We also commit your servant in Okiode into your hand. Lord, the services of the week, no doubt, have brought some weakness to his body. May you quicken him back, O Father. Refresh him, and Lord, when he goes to Owode, grant him joining mercies also, and be with him while he's there. Lord, today is the last day, Sunday, that your servant, the pastor, will spend in the U.S. before we start preparing to return back. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will be his strength. And Lord, prepare him for his return trip. When he will be coming, may the journey be smooth and safe. Lord, may he arrive safely. Thank you, dear Father. This new week that we have started today, Lord, we put you before us. May you go before us, Lord. Order our footsteps. Lord, supervise our going out and coming in. Watch over students, workers, business people, and travelers. The wedding, Lord, in Moe at the weekend. Grant joining mercies to those that will come from different places. Lord, bless the day, bless the couple. Let the Lord occasion be a success, O God. Thank you, Eternal Father. We bless and we magnify your name. Very soon we will dismiss to go back to our homes. You brought us safely. May you go home with us. Protect us from the highway and byway, Father. Grant unto us a wonderful night rest, O God. May every day of the week be wonderful unto us. Lord, this month, Lord, people somehow they are just on tension, always in a hurry. Lord, protect us from all accidents, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. And when as if we are still here, bring us for the midweek service and make it a blessing unto us. Blessed be your wonderful name. Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Where the services of the day is ended, and then we can now go back home and sleep and enjoy the rest of the day and prepare for the activities of the week starting from tomorrow. God bless you richly. Shall we rise up? Hymn number 52 from the slide.
All my heart was distressed,
Ni Jehovah that's from. Yes, hello. In the field where my sins drag me down, I cry to the Lord from the deep. My reclaim who brought me out to go. He brought me out. He brought me out of the mire. Set my feet on the rock to stand. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He placed me upon that strong rock by his side. Oh, my steps, why stand? Richard, yeah, I have. Do you know this? Jehovah, Lewaya. I remain, oh, but stand by his grace until the ground. He brought me out. In my soul today, yes, I sing of praise, hallelujah. Give me a song, cause a new song of praise.
On the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. And God is one that put mercy to me. I praise him till I. Man is good, let's just say, I say, oh, salvation I do, and I brought you back, yeah, that to the trust in God, hallelujah, he brought me up, up the mighty clay, he set my feet, on the rock you say, he put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I will sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I will praise his name. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I will praise his name. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I will praise his name. Hallelujah, sing unto the Lord, the joyful. Sing unto the Lord, a joyful song.